It's a strange feeling when you find yourself blissfully swept up in a fairy tale you never even knew you wanted. That's how I felt the day of my wedding in February of 2018. For years, I had joked with my mom that I'd likely get married in my denim shorts and combat boots under a small canopy we'd stick in the sand close to the sound of the ocean waves. Then my friend Mikey suggested that my fiancé, Jeremy, and I just take a look at Ohika Castle, a French-style chateau in the quaint hamlet of Cold Spring Harbor, New York. A castle, I said in disbelief. I don't know if that's for me. Though I had watched Disney's Cinderella enough times to be intrigued by the castle concept, I wasn't ready to admit it just yet. I fell in love with that beautiful place. I remember my first visit to Ohika in the fall of 2017. My mom driving as Jeremy and I stared in wonder at the long, magical, tree-lined driveway. I remember the way we looked at each other when we first set foot in the library, a space that captured everything we loved about writing, antique furniture, and a beautiful time long past. We walked the breathtaking gardens hand in hand and talked about life, love, and how delicious our wedding cake would be. We explored rooms that looked like they were right out of a museum, lit by giant crystal chandeliers, and others that felt like we had transported ourselves to a mansion somewhere, sometime long ago, before either of us got to this world. Then the wedding day arrived. Upon reaching the castle, each person was handed an engraved card that read, "Jedediah and Jeremy would like to make their wedding day an unplugged and private event. We kindly ask that all mobile devices be turned off upon entry. Thank you for your participation in making this a truly exclusive evening with our dearest friends and family." We had done something similar for our engagement party, and so we knew we wanted to create the same atmosphere for our wedding, a time and a place where everyone could have a fully present and engaged experience without the distraction of technology. We wanted a space where the simplicity of love, conversation, and dancing could flourish. We hired a photographer and videographer to capture the evening, but wanted the guests to be captured by the moment. We exchanged vows we wrote ourselves before our closest family and friends in that library we loved so much, amid ivory flowers with warm gold accents. I remember walking down the aisle in my lace ball gown, feeling the warmth and intimacy of the space, surrounded by antiques, artwork, and gorgeous books with tattered bindings that told stories beyond the stories their pages revealed. We danced through the night to music from the 1950s, 1980s, and some country tunes from the 1990s, played by a DJ band ensemble that included a live singer, trumpet player, saxophonist, and cellist. Everyone was singing along to Michael Jackson, Richie Valens, Dion and the Belmonts, Wham, and more, immersed in a retro vibe that had people smiling, connecting, and just plain having fun. A combination of the setting, the occasion, and the music put us all in a time and place before digital distraction and multi-gadgetry, where everyone was in it together, sharing the experience and the love. I didn't see one person frantically texting under a banquet table. And when I looked out at the guests to absorb the moment before saying my vows, I didn't see one phone camera, just eyes and smiles and the feeling of engaged, present, in-the-moment, unforgettable peace. The evening finished with a beautiful snowfall in which we ran, played, and danced some more. I won't tell you who won the snowball fight, but I will say that a girl in a wedding dress meant business. A few days later, Jeremy and I looked back on that night and couldn't stop smiling. It felt like a winter wonderland dream. When we talked about it, what kept coming up was how present everyone was, how the energy of the space felt so connected, so free of the chaos and interruptions we have unfortunately gotten too used to in this tech-inundated world. Then it hit me. I had done it. I had taken my DeLorean daydream and brought it to life. I had discovered a profound appreciation for the connected, real-life beauty of tech-free moments. And I owed it all to the journey you're about to walk through. I wasn't always so good at removing tech distractions, at appreciating the people and things right before my eyes, at living in the real-life moment. Now I can't imagine my life any other way. It was a long road to get here. It started with me wanting something I thought I could never have.